Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for listening to Everyday Lymphatic System Detoxification and Maintenance with me, your host, John Osipinski. On today's show, I am explaining how to help gallbladder pain with lymphatic system detoxification. The lymphatic system plays a large role in cleaning the body. Your health problems have a common contributing factor, cellular waste building in the body or brain, creating inflammation and disease. In this case, inflammation is building in your gallbladder. I will explain the importance of balancing the body's pH and improving lymph flow to improve circulation and natural detoxification to help you overcome pain and illness, lower your risk of disease, and to improve how you feel physically and mentally. For the past 23 years, I've been helping clients improve their health by optimizing their lymphatic system in a fully closed session in Scottsdale, Arizona. I'm the author of An Undetected Acid-Alkaline Imbalance. My book was written 11 years ago, and it explains how most of our health problems are due to cellular waste building in our body because our lymphatic system is not working. And everything that I wrote is coming true today. Research is showing that diabetes is about cellular waste. It's showing that Alzheimer's is about cellular waste. Acid reflux, the damage from it, is about cellular waste. Even Parkinson's and other diseases are now from cellular waste. So we have to see how waste is really devastating our body and hurting us. I developed work called the Lymph Practic. I learned from three world-renowned doctors and put their work together with the understanding of acid-alkaline balance, and I improved the lymph system to remove waste from the body, to help improve waste. If you're out of state, I coach clients on improving their lymphatic system nationally and internationally. When you understand science of the lymphatic system and the body's sewage treatment plant, you have a better chance of overcoming an illness and having a healthy and happy life. So let's get to it. What is gallbladder pain? Well, there really is a name for it. It is due to inflammation, but the name for it is cholecystitis. It's inflammation of the gallbladder. Symptoms include right upper abdominal pain, nausea, vomiting, and occasional fever. Often gallbladder attacks proceed when you have acute cholecystitis. The pain lasts longer than in a typical gallbladder attack, and without appropriate treatment, recurrent episodes of cholecystitis are common. Complications of acute gallbladder pain are gallstones, pancreatitis, common bile duct stones, or inflammation of the common bile duct. So, you know, when we're talking about gallstones, more than 90% of the time that people have gallbladder pain or cholecystitis, it's from a blockage of the cystic duct by a gallstone. And I believe gallstones really occur when the lymphatic system cannot clean inside the organ. Risk factors for gallstones include birth control pills, pregnancy, a family history of gallstones, obesity, diabetes, liver disease, rapid weight loss. Also include dehydration, stress. Most people with gallstones really don't have symptoms until a gallstone lodges in the cystic duct. Then they experience bilary colic. And bilary colic is abdominal pain in the right upper quadrant, right by your rib cage, and it occurs after eating greasy or fatty foods and leads to nausea and vomiting. Now, guys, there are thousands of names or diagnoses for illnesses that affect us. But it's really all about toxicity. What's building in our body? What's building in our organ? What's not able to get out? And I hope once you understand the lymphatic system roles in health, you see, as I do, that many of our illnesses are due to an imbalance in our body that is limiting the ability of our lymphatic system to clean waste from your skin, your muscles, your bones, your nerves, and your brain. So the lymphatic system is so important. Now, the first thing that I read when I read about acid-alkaline balance, I've been studying the lymphatic system for 8 years, and I knew the importance of a healthy lymphatic system to clean our body. And the first thing I read was a book by Dr. Baruti, and it really said lymph fluid flows best in an alkaline medium. When the body is overly acidic, waste can build. And really, I immediately understood that. A light bulb went off in my head. I said, wait a minute. If we all have a lymphatic system, everybody in the world has a lymphatic system, and when we're acidic, then our lymphatic system suffers and we fill with cellular waste, then there's really one problem. We have an imbalance that's stopping our lymphatic system. And over the past 40 years, there have been 30 or more books on how acid, an acidic pH, is really the root cause of disease. And these are all done by doctors, very, educated people. So the big thing is there's no doubting that we have an acid problem. I mean, if there's anybody who doubts, look in your cabinets in your house. Most people have some type of an antacid. They may have a proton pump inhibitor. But we have a lot of problem with acid. We annual sales of antacids and PPIs is over $50 billion. So we know there is a big problem with acid. And the thing is, we treat acid in the body as a digestive issue rather than acid damaging the cells that make up everything in your body, even your organs, even your gallbladder. And it's limiting circulation, and that's how gallstones occur. So my book, An Undetected Acid Alkaline Imbalance, explains how an acidic pH is constricting your lymphatic system, making you toxic, tired, and sick. One imbalance creating many of your health problems, even gallbladder pain. Now, every organ, including the gallbladder, has arteries going into it, has veins coming out, and lymphatic vessels beginning inside the organ and then leading to one lymphatic vessel coming out. So you see there's more than just arteries and veins. We really have a whole secondary system, the lymphatic system, that must clean our organs. And that's when we get stones. So when the lymphatic system becomes constricted or blocked, cellular waste builds in the organ, limiting circulation and the organ's health. Now, before I talk about cholecystitis and how we can help it, I just want to remind you that I work with clients who have cancer, Lyme disease, neurologic Lyme. I specialize in working with the brain. They have pain, brain issues in Scottsdale, Arizona, for what I develop called Lymph Practic, a fully closed session. I guarantee from the first session, you're going to feel very different. If you live outside of Arizona, I coach clients all over the world. Everyone benefits from understanding how to improve their lymphatic system and how to improve their pH in their body. Contact me for a free phone or Skype consultation to get your life back on track. So improving circulation in and around the gallbladder is the first step to help gallbladder pain. And we do this by improving the lymphatic system to improve lymph flow. Remember, our major lymph drains are in our neck. So when these block, if we have tight shoulders and tight chest, then our gallbladder can get limited. Its flow can get limited and begin to back up. Remember, our gallbladder is really a cistern. It actually holds bile. So it can get congested and have to be taken out. And we want to avoid that. So let me tell you about a client that recently, actually a few weeks ago, just came to me. He had been having gallbladder pain or pain under his right rib cage. No, it was gallbladder pain under his right rib cage for 2 years. Been to many specialists, many doctors. So, again, he knew there was nothing wrong because everybody kept on saying everything's fine. But he was having pain every day. Well, they finally gave him a prescription, a script to go see a surgeon. And when you go see a surgeon, typically you're going to get your gallbladder removed. And sometimes that helps the pain and sometimes it doesn't. But this fellow heard about me, met me, and he made an appointment right away. And that day he got relief. He said his pain went from, an 8 down to, a much lower number, a controllable number, about a 2 or 3 in one session. So all I did was open up his lymphatic flow. And that relieves congestion. Remember, when our lymphatic system, a system that must relieve pressure in our body, when it's not flowing, we're like a 5-pound bag with 7 pounds of fluid. We're congested and tight. And that's what's interfering with the organ, with the gallbladder. So again, this guy got really quick relief. And most important, I educate you how to change simple things in your life, how to make a few simple changes in your diet, how to add a couple of supplements. Again, this guy drove 200 to 300 miles every day. That's a lot of sitting. And again, he's doing much better, and you could be doing the same. So balancing the body's pH is really what's important. Because when we're acidic, we're constricting. We're getting tight. When you feel your shoulders get tight, that is acidity building up around your shoulders and neck. So how do we get rid of that? It's really important to understand that we have to balance the body's pH by adjusting what we eat, right? We have to eat more alkaline, more fruits and vegetables. If you're eating no fruits and vegetables, if you're eating a lot of fried food, a lot of meat, a lot of rice and pasta and pizza, then those things constrict our body and can play a definite role in making us feel pain. So even our medications, if you're taking many medications for your pain or gallbladder or for other reasons, even for kidney medication, these things, any medication depletes magnesium in the body, it's been shown. I won't say many, most medications have been shown to deplete magnesium. So when it depletes magnesium, what's it doing? It's making us more acidic. So even our medications are something we have to learn to balance if we want to be healthy. So balancing the body's pH really just helps improve lymph flow and helps improve our circulation, improves natural detoxification. When we're acidic, our body constricts and holds waste and becomes inflamed. And when we're more alkaline, our body gives up waste, and we feel much better, less constricted. So going through a detoxification a few times a year can help, but it's really not enough. My idea is that we need to start doing everyday lymphatic system detoxification and maintenance. We have to start thinking about a more alkaline diet, which is more fruits and vegetables, alkaline nuts, daily exercise. I mean, even just 15 minutes of exercise, just doing a little jogging around your house or doing some stretching and getting your heart rate up can make a big difference. Remember, every day we're filling with waste. About 500 million cells die every day in your body, and we have to get rid of that waste. So we do it by having a healthier diet. We do it by doing exercise. We do it with supplements, with magnesium. Most people are so deficient in magnesium, it's not even funny. And if you start taking a magnesium product like Natural Calm, it's a very inexpensive product, and most health food stores that are so popular have it. Just if you start taking this, it's a powdered form, you drink it slowly. Too many people drink it right away and end up getting abdominal pain and a loose bowel. So drink it slowly over a few minutes, over 5 or 10 minutes, and you'll see you'll just feel relaxed in your body, and you'll do much better. But magnesium is key, and also systemic enzymes. Systemic enzymes are really what's used to break down food. Our food, when they're not cooked, has enzymes in them. And again, when we cook our food, we're losing those enzymes. And starting a digestive enzyme can make a big difference, but taking a systemic enzyme, which is a much more powerful enzyme or combination of enzymes at the beginning, can really help you. But I would take a digestive enzyme with your meal, and I would take a systemic enzyme on an empty stomach, and you'll see you'll start doing much better. So it really is about balancing. Even baking soda can make a big difference. I'm not a big fan of just baking soda. A product I sell that's on the web called Buffer pH by Vaxa can actually has baking soda and other alkaline products and can make a big difference. But a half a teaspoon of baking soda and water an hour or two away from a meal can make a big difference in helping you. If you're going to take baking soda, take potassium supplements or eat potassium-rich foods. Avocado, coconut water, bananas, or sweet potatoes can make a big difference, because baking soda, again, our cells work on a sodium-potassium pump. It's a bilayer around the cell, and if we have too much of one potassium, it could throw off that bilayer and you may swell. So to help gallbladder pain and most health problems, it takes commitment, a commitment to balance your body's pH and improve lymph flow daily. Guys, we're getting toxic, we're getting stressed, we're getting dehydrated often every day. So we have to combat that, and stress is a big problem. If you need an acid-alkaline food chart to learn what foods are acid and alkaline, go to my homepage at osipinskihealthacademy.com. You could also get there with lymphman.com, lymphman.com. Go to my Facebook page. You'll get a lot of information at Lymphman. Thursday's show will be on how to help Escobar syndrome. You've probably never heard about this with lymphatic system detoxification and maintenance. I hope understanding how to detox and maintain your lymphatic system makes a difference in your life. Thank you for listening to Everyday Lymphatic System Detoxification and Maintenance with me, your host, John Osipinski. Please have a balanced and joyful life.